This is a shear that I should have probably given yesterday rather than today, because in a certain sense the horse has already bolted. But nevertheless, it's worth discussing now. This is a question that comes up every year with regard to Lag BaOmer. People want to know, can they have a haircut on the night of Lag BaOmer, or do they have to wait till the day itself? So this actually comes up in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel, Se'if Bet. The Mechaber says, but Nagim shelo istaper ad lag laomer. The minhag is not to have a haircut until the 33rd day of the Omer. Sha'az pasku milamut, because you say that's when the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. But ein histaper ad yom lamed dalad baboker. And you shouldn't have a haircut until the 34th day, which is, of course, tomorrow in the morning. Now, why does the Mechaber hold that? Like that, because the Mechaber is of the opinion that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died for a full 33 days, and in actual fact, a few Talmidim, some of the last few, still died on the 34th day. So you certainly can't get married or have a haircut on the first 30, on the 33rd day, and on the 34th day, because some died, but not that many. So we'll apply the principle of Mitzvah Yom Kechulo. That will just apply partial avilut, and we won't apply avilut for the entire day. So, according to the sheet of the Mechaber, you can't have a haircut today, you can only have a haircut tomorrow. However, the Rama says that the minhag of Ashkenazim is not like that, but to have haircuts on the 33rd day of the Omer itself. But he says, for Einis Taper ad Lagba, it's more of Lomi Ba'erev. Shouldn't have your haircut until the day of the 33rd. So you can't have had a haircut last night, but you can have a haircut today. So the same principle as the Mechaber, but just with one day's difference. The Rama held that the Talmidim died all through the first 32 days, and then on the 33rd day, some died and some, but not so many, and therefore we only have a limited duration of the Avilut on the 33rd day. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, though, disagrees with the Rama and says that in actual fact you can have your haircut in the evening. What's his basis for this? His basis for this is the fact that we don't say Tachanun even on Erev Lag BaOmer in the afternoon. So the fact that we don't say Tachanun in the afternoon on yesterday indicates that the whole of today, the whole of Lag BaOmer, is a Yom Tov, in which case you can have your haircut in the evening. If it wasn't the whole of Lag BaOmer was a Yom Tov, it was only just, after daybreak, this is a Yom Tov, so then we would have said Tachanun at Mincha yesterday. So he learns out from the fact that places where they're different minhagim, but in a place where they don't say Tachanun in the afternoon, then he thinks it should be correct that they can actually have haircuts in the evening. The Eliyahu Rabba also touches on this. He says that, yeah, you can have haircuts in the evening, but the minhag, as far as he's aware with weddings, you don't get married on the night of Lag BaOmer. Weddings don't take place till today proper. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Orach Chaim, Siman, Kufnun Tet, where he actually disagrees and says that he thinks, based on the Chatam Sofer, that nisuin, getting married, should be more lenient than having a haircut. That having a haircut is something which is a reshut. It says you're not doing any mitzvah by having your haircut. Whereas the getting married is, of course, a mitzvah. So if we don't say tachanun on erev Lag BaOmer, so then it means that you can get married in the evening, and lichora have a haircut as well. So we have various different minhagim, either to wait till the 34th in the day, or to wait till the 33rd in the day, or to wait only till the 33rd in the evening, and then the question whether it applies both to haircutting and also to getting married. Might be that to some degree this discussion hinges on, in actual fact, what the minhag is of Ashkenazim, meaning there are essentially two minhagim, what people like to call them the first half of the Omer or the second half of the Omer. So if it's the first half of the Omer, it could be that we say that people died for 33 days, but the Lag BaOmer was the final day when people died, and therefore you have to wait till the daytime itself. But if we say that, the 33 days, some of those days were before Lag BaOmer and some of those days were after Lag BaOmer, then perhaps it makes sense to say that in actual fact, Lag BaOmer, nobody died, and the entire day of Lag BaOmer should be a day of Simcha, and therefore you could have hair cutting then. So that might be even in the evening. So that might be what it hinges on there. Alternatively, it might be that no, even according to the second half minhag, as it were, that on Lag BaOmer some talmidim died, and therefore you have to observe some sort of avilut, but not for the entire day because it wasn't as many as all the other days. Adkan.